Blog Talk Radio.
Joined as always by my lovely sister Raina Saw. How you doing, Mama?
Hey, everybody! What's going on? Mama.
Yeah, Jeff, if you're listening, I'll send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. Love you, Jeff. Do you disclaimer?
I'll disclaim myself. Well, first I'll give my shout out. I'd like to send a shout out to all my co-writers at the Sunday Stew. Sunday Stew is getting ready to wrap up. Our last issue will be the 3rd of January. Many of us are going to have our own blogs, including myself, which is going to be, of course, run by my beloved sister. So in case you guys were wondering what my situation is going to be as far as writing goes, I will be continuing. At the beginning of the blog, when we get it started, we're probably just going to upload some of my earlier issues or article, my issues. Can you upload your issues? Anyway, so a shout out to my ladies over there. As a matter of fact, tonight's guest I'm so excited about, the lovely Sosana from Sosana's Closet. I am very excited. I have a lot of stuff that this lady makes. And her wonderful husband as well, but we'll get to that later. Anyway, if you are a first-time listener, welcome. Desperate Housewitches is not a G, PG, or an R-rated show, so if foul language or anything of that nature upsets you, please feel free to change the station right about now. Now that I've said all that, ha ha, happy Merry almost Yule, y'all.
Yay!
I say Yule, y'all, because we're in the South. We're in the Southland. So anyway, yeah, nobody's in the fucking spirit. Have you noticed? The weather's been warm. Everybody's cranky. It's not working out the way it's supposed to. What's that about?
I don't know. I mean, I think, me personally, I'm looking forward to it. I'm not as excited as, you know, I normally get, like, you know, after Thanksgiving, then it's like, yes, okay, it's Christmas time. But, yeah, it's been unseasonably warm, which, personally, I am working on because I want my goddamn snow. Sorry.
Fuck you.
You know what? That's fine. I will take it, but I want my goddamn snow.
Yes. My sister knows that I hate snow from having lived a year in the desert where it's hot during the day, it's snowing at night, and it friggin' blizzards all the time. It was the most obnoxious thing ever. I was miserable, couldn't wait to get home. But don't miss the snow. No, not at all.
I will try to aim it our way, you know,
please.
When you're not coming into
the
town. Exactly. So, yeah, I'm kind of working on that. But I don't know, it was chilly today, and the wind started kicking up. And I was like, okay, I can handle this. I'm good with this. But, yeah, no, it's just, I don't know, there's something magical about snow to me. You know, I grew up in California.
I dig that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dig that.
We used to have to go visit our snow. It's still, after 20 years of being here, actually coming up on 21, you know, it's still a novelty to me, and I still enjoy it, so.
Well, that's good for you. But it sucks for everybody who has to be out in it, however, which you don't.
Exactly. That's why I try to aim it for days when, you know, most people are hiding in their cubby holes, you know? And you can just listen. Listen to the silence, because everything seems like insulated. And it's just there's like barely any cars on the street. Everything is quiet. Everybody's in their house drinking cocoa. It's awesome to me. I love it. But I digress.
That is a very Burl Ives way of looking at it. Everyone is not drinking cocoa. Everyone is not in their houses. But that's very Burl Ives of you and very quaint. But that, and that would be lovely if it could be true. Maybe when we get older it will be. But
yeah.
assholes like your sister have to be out on the fucking road going to and from. So we are not big fans of trying to drive in the fucking snow because people down here don't know what they're doing. Oh
my God.
Do I have the heart to tell her that Christmas is going to be 70 fucking degrees? Because it is. Anyway, I'm sorry, baby. I just heard it on the news. I'm so sorry. I know you're disappointed.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind snow on Christmas. That to me is the perfect time for snow, and because that maybe is the one time of the year where everybody should be home sipping on cocoa. With their feet on a blanket.
Well, we'll see what your sister can do about redirecting some shit, because I am not happy.
No, it'll be good. It'll be good. It'll be good. They're always wrong. I mean, if they're wrong about good weather, why would they be wrong about bad weather? I mean, seriously.
Correct.
So,
correct.
Like being a kid, I remember during the days when we would wake up in the morning and say, "Is there snow? Will they call school off?" Very anticipatory and hopeful. And, of course, it was like, "No, kids, get your asses up. School is in session." And, people. Yeah, so
well,
there we go, trudging through the snow.
I don't know. It's different up north when you're used to it. Down here, it's like, I think we've mentioned it before on the snow, and for any of our southern listeners, you all know what's up, but even the mere mention of snow or the possibility of snow, and oh my God, everybody goes to the grocery store, bread, milk, and sugar,
milk.
Gone.
Yeah.
Just fucking
gone. You think we're
all
bakers. You would think we're all bakers. We're not fucking bakers. We don't bake shit. I don't know what people who never make sandwiches and never drink milk. What the fuck are you buying that for? I never understand it. Don't get it.
I don't know either. It's like, you know, I've always, well, when I first moved here, I imagined, I was like, okay, maybe they're making some kind of, you know, bread sugar soup. I don't know what they're doing with it.
Sugar sandwiches? I've actually heard that people do that. Like they eat,
really?
Like they put bread on. Yeah, like they put butter on the bread and sprinkle sugar all over it, like regular white sugar. I'm like, oh. But yeah, I've heard of that.
Sort of like Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Cinnamon Toast, you know, like, cause I used to do that. We don't have a stand up toaster anymore. We have like a toaster oven, but
mm-hmm.
you know, you stick the bread in there and then you stick butter and then a mixture of cinnamon and sugar. I used to love those fucking things. I haven't made one in forever.
See, now she's going to crave one. But that's not even what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is just the straight sugar on butter on bread, which I think
I don't know
mm-hmm.
if I can handle that.
I've heard
that.
About that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not quite what you... Yeah, see, you and I are like, man, cinnamon toast, right on. Then, no, this isn't that.
No, you got to add something else to it. Just butter and sugar, you're gross. That's disgusting.
Well, no, you're poor.
Well, yeah.
You're making do with what you've got. And that's what I, so that's the context that I've heard about this.
Yeah. Well,
but,
I can understand that.
Yeah, but, you know, you want something sweet. Yeah, I know it just doesn't sound appealing to us, because that's not what we're used to. Oh, my God.
I'm good.
You're funny. But tomorrow there's a whole bunch of festivals up in the Noda region.
Ooh.
Where, yeah, there's, well, it's not festivals so much as shopping opportunities. So there are some, the Goddess Bazaar is tomorrow, and the All
really?
Arts Market is open in Noda tomorrow, so we're probably doing both of those. And that'll be fun. And then we're going to go out
awesome.
To dinner.
Yeah. Well, if you run into Joey and Scott, give them a hug for me. Because
they're
usually
be
at those things. Yeah, they
oh,
run
cool.
Lindwell Farms. You know, Noda's Lindwell Farms, I think it's called. I'll have to post the their link. But, I mean, they grow their own stuff in their house. If you've ever driven past, well, you know what? I'll tell you off air because I don't want anybody driving
okay.
past their house. You know, I'm just thinking about that. Oh,
okay.
Dorian, you big mouth. Don't. Shut up. But anyway, yeah. But yeah, they grow their own veggies and stuff. But they may be up there. I don't know. I'll have to point you in their direction. They're awesome guys. Love
Are
them.
Are they food people? Are they food?
Oh, God,
food
yeah.
Folks?
Yeah, oh,
no,
yeah.
This isn't that. This is more like art and jewelry
oh, okay.
and prints and stuff like that. Yeah, no, this is more like purchasing goods and services as opposed to food and services.
Okay.
So
yeah, they'll probably
yeah,
be there shopping.
Like, yeah, exactly. Correct,
yeah.
correct. Which is what I'll be doing if I go. I don't know if I'm going yet. You know, it's supposed to be like 28 degrees tomorrow morning, and I'm like, fuck.
I may go.
Yeah, well, I may see you there because I'm not going to go first thing in the morning, but
yeah,
I'll probably wind up there later in the afternoon.
Ooh, if we do wind up getting up, we should head over to Amelie's. Or, oh, wait. Duck Donuts.
Good.
I still haven't been to Duck Donuts.
Oh,
I need
of which, they're opening a place in Noda called Jeff Doe's. Jeff Doe's. And Jeff
okay.
Doe's is supposed to be, like, an amazing place as well, and also of the donut variety. But I don't know if they're open yet. I'll have to look it up. So,
okay.
yeah, that's also a possibility. And then I was going to go by the installation that our friend over at Foo's Tattoos did.
Oh, yes.
Since we didn't get to make it before, I was going to go do that as well. So,
oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
I've
yeah,
got a full action. If you're not there, yeah. Otherwise, if you're there, you can give squidgies yourself.
There you go.
And then you can squidgy me.
Yay! Well, of course I'm going to squidgy you first.
You better. I need squidgies. People have no
Yay.
Idea what the fuck we're talking about. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Squidgies are hugs. It's just
yeah.
on the rare occasion that, you know, there are people that I do hug. And you know, I make myself sound so bad. I will hug people. You know, I'm not mean. I don't bite, I promise. But, you know, for the most part, if you are, you know, a listener of the show or if you're somebody who runs in the same circles, I've got no problem with that. But if you're somebody I don't know, like I said, I grew up in Southern California. I'm leery of people, so don't come running up to me. Just say, oh, my God, hey, you know, and then I'll give you a hug. But anyway, I digress. But my sister always gives hugs. Huh.
90% of the time, yeah. I'm a hugger.
90% of
the time. I'm a hugger.
Only
I'm
when you're not.
Well, yeah, and that's rare. I mean, to me, hugging people is goodness.
Yeah.
I like hugs. I'm a hugger. I hug people I work with every day. As a matter of fact, my assistant hugs me when she comes in. And before
Aww.
She goes home. It was just awesome because she's just awesome. Yeah.
yeah.
I can't mention
I haven't
her
met her yet, but yeah.
I'm protecting her. Yeah, she's
oh, exactly.
she's everything you said she'd be.
Yay!
Yeah. So it's been, I got to tell you, it's been really exhausting this week. I have been to more parties in the past 2 weeks than I think I've been to in the last 10 years. I mean, it has been constant, nonstop company parties, company gatherings, retirement party last night. There was supposed to be, supposed to right now be at a going away party because one of my associates is moving. So it's like, yeah, I mean, I'm partied out, man. I'm like, nah, gotta go do radio. See ya.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. See ya. I mean, sweet folks and people that I actually, had it not been the show night, I would have been at these parties. But yeah, I just, I'm done, honey. I'm old. I can't be out partying every night like I used to be back when I was a young witch. It doesn't work the same anymore. I get tired quickly. You know, last night,
right.
Okay, so like every night this week, I have fallen asleep before 8 o'clock.
Aww.
I'm fucking tired.
I bet.
Crazy.
Well,
yeah.
It's a good thing, and actually we should tell our listeners now that, with the holidays coming up with, you know, because, yes, most of us witches, we celebrate Christmas too because most of our families do, or you've got kids or whatnot.
Whatever.
So for the next 2 weeks, we will be off the air for Christmas and for New Year's, or New Year's Eve, rather. I don't think y'all want me on the air on New Year's Eve.
Well, actually,
I start early.
Child, let me tell you, she does start early. However, we should also mention before New Year's, especially since this is going to be our last show until the New Year, that make sure you do your money spell at midnight.
Yes.
Just as you go into the New Year. And Sis and I have been doing this for ever now. I mean, it's got to be, 8, 9 years now that we're doing this. We go out
closer
under
to
the
10.
Moonlight. 10, whatever, I can't keep up. I'm old, I forget.
Yeah.
She has to remind me of things. What we do is, it doesn't matter if we're together or not. If, no matter where you are or who you're with, when the clock strikes 12, kiss your loved one and get your happy ass outside under the moon as best as you can. Obviously, it's not visible everywhere. But take your purse, take your wallet out under the moonlight, fill your wallet, open your wallet for them, and ask their blessing for the new year. And I'm telling you, we've had great years ever since we started doing this. I think 1 year I forgot because I fell asleep, and
I
regretted
it. I did
it
for you that year.
Yeah, but I regretted not doing it myself. I think you doing it is the only thing that saved me, but it's really good if you do it yourself.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so make sure you do that because it works. That shit works. Ask the gods to bless it. Seriously, take a little wine, spill it on the ground as an offering, and say thank you for everything you've given me this year. May you will to increase it next year, in the coming year, and there you go, ba-ba. And I'm telling you,
absolutely,
do that. Yeah, I always try to remember to tell our listeners that. It's like one of my favorite spells.
Oh,
and you'll probably...
It is, it's awesome.
It is. And you'll probably be drinking. What are you drinking New Year's this year?
I'm not sure. You know, I think I may get absinthe. I don't know. Depends on what I'm in the mood for. It's like, you know, it may honestly just be wine. I have no idea.
That'll
yeah,
work.
But yeah, I'm probably going to go easy this year. It's just... I'm at that age. It's like I've been like this probably since my 30s. It was fun in my 20s to go out for New Year's and stay out all night and yay and bring in the new year. Now it's like, okay, for what I could get for two drinks, I could buy a bottle of something and have as much as I want and mix it with whatever fuck I want. Be
this
in my
true.
Pajamas with my husband,
mm-hmm.
with the kids in bed, and celebrate it that way and be able to go out and do, you know, my little spell, you know, and hopefully do it on the phone together or whatnot.
Yeah, I love it,
you know,
when we do that.
Yeah, and I'm good. I'm good. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me happy. You know, it's funny. When you're in your 20s, you think, oh, God, that's so boring. just wait. Just wait.
Yeah.
Enjoy it now. Have fun. It's awesome. Get it out of your system, because at some point you are going to turn around and be like, I don't fucking feel like it anymore.
I know, you're going to get sick of the crowd, you're going to get sick of the insanity, you're going to get, you know, concerned about being on the road with a pack of psychos who are drunk. So
exactly.
My feeling is, you know what, I can do just as much damage to myself at home if I really want to drink, which I don't, you know. So, it's, yeah, if you're young enough that you want to be out, go for it, but just be safe. Seriously,
exactly.
Be safe.
Exactly. It's, you know, if I fall down drunk on the floor, which, you know, is not a frequent occurrence, is not something I aim for, but, you know, if it happens, I don't have to worry about, you know, the dog or the cat or my husband stealing my wallet, you know.
Right.
Good. Exactly.
Wow.
You know, all I have to worry about is, you know, getting guided to bed. I can crawl there if I have to.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny.
Yeah. Oh, there's a familiar name we haven't seen in a while. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Yeah, she's in the chat room.
Karen. What you doing for New Year's? Ask her what she's doing for New Year's.
Yeah, what you doing for New Year's? Well, you heard it. I didn't have to repeat that.
Well, I don't know. I'm not in the chat room.
No.
I still, 4 years later, I still have no access to the chat room. Why? I don't know.
We've got to get you in here. You know, because,
yeah,
I don't know. And I don't mean to keep coughing. It's just... This air is, like, really drying out my throat.
Mm.
So I apologize to everybody.
You're
I'm annoying
okay.
myself with it.
I really didn't even notice it until you mentioned it. That's frightening.
Yeah, I'm good that way. I'm good that way. It's pointing out my faults. I don't know why. Anyway...
yeah, so I've had it's been an interesting week to say the very least.
Mm.
I mean, people are not feeling the holiday spirit, but everybody is having a party. It's amazing. I'm like, but you don't feel like it. Yeah, but we're doing it anyway. It's like people feel like they have to make a concerted effort to get into the holiday spirit. It used to be, if you weren't in the holiday spirit, people would leave you alone and you wouldn't be bothered. But for whatever reason this year, people are trying to drag each other into enjoying themselves. And sometimes it actually works, I've seen. I don't know. You know, you kind of just get into it and drag people with you. I found it kind of funny.
it's like, yeah, don't. If I'm not in the mood, I'm not going to get in the mood. But I don't know. I've been pretty even keel this year. It's like, okay, awesome. This is happening. You know, I mean, but there's been, you know, distractions here and there. You know, rest his soul, my neighbor, you know, passed away. And I have to say, I am very proud of how Little Man handled it, because I realized, I think it was like the day before that we were supposed to be going, because we weren't exactly sure, you know, obviously his son was having a hard time talking, So he gave us the announcement thing, and we went and we spent a little bit of time there, but I wasn't sure. And it hit me like the day before we went, I was like, oh, I didn't even think, is this going to be awake? Is, you know, his body going to be on display? You know, and I had to forewarn him, you know, listen, this may be a little bit scary. This may be a little bit confusing, but Pops may be laying in a coffin, you know, his body, but he's not in there anymore. You know, and he did. He went up and he hugged his wife. I don't want to give actual names. But he, you know, he hugged her and he kind of looked and, you know, he kind of studied him like, okay, that, you know, and he looked great. You know, I know everybody says that at funerals when they view a body, oh, they look great. And it's kind of a weird thing.
How good
yeah,
can you
he,
look? Yeah, it's
exactly.
Kind
of
weird.
You know,
I mean, wow, looks
but
better
yeah,
than he did when he was alive. You know, kind of freaky.
Yeah. No, he did. He looked like he was just sleeping. It was. You know, they did a really good job, but, you know, I was kind of scared about that. So that's, you know, kind of one of those life hurdles that we've gotten past, you know, and I'm sorry that he was so young when he saw him, you know, because he's only 9, but it was, he did very good. I was very proud of him, you know.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't freak out or anything. So, yeah.
Yeah. Good.
But
very
anyway,
good.
I digress. You know,
but
I don't know.
What are you going to say, sweetie? I'm sorry.
No, I'm just, you know, it's like, yay, it's the holidays, but it's not like, yay, it's the holidays. It's just kind of like, yeah. Okay. It seems so quick. This year has gone by in a flash. I mean, quicker than any year that I've ever lived. This year went by so fast.
Yeah, it has. It has, and it's been, you know, it's been an extreme rush here. It's like, here, learn a lot of lessons really fucking quick, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like,
exactly.
Okay then, here we go. So, yeah, I've had a lot of shit go this year, a lot of stuff, and it's weird because I've been bitching about the same thing for 6 months and wasn't getting anywhere. I took a day off, I come back, and all of a sudden there's a response to the things I've been bitching about. It's been wonderful. Natural mojo here and there. Oh, yeah, you know, you can make some shit happen if you play the long game as a witch. Because you plant that little seed of a spell, I'll tell you what, you give it up to the gods and let them do whatever they're going to do with it, and, man, you will see some amazing shit. See, that's the whole thing about witchcraft. It's not always for immediate results. People have to understand, and I know I'm about to get so foxy for a minute here, but it's not insta-witch just add water, okay? Seriously, you got to sometimes plant the seed for the long game because the long game can be 6 months. In some cases, the long game can be 3 years. But I am telling you, if you are with your approach and your intention is true, shit will happen. It may not be when you think it should happen, but it will happen. Something is going to fucking happen. Trust me. Trust me. Because I didn't even have to say word one. I walked away the last time the situation came up and everybody was waiting for me to react. And I said, I have no reaction. And within 2 days, it was all, we're making some changes. I'm like, yeah, motherfuckers, I've been telling you to make changes for months, but okay, you finally got to it. We thank the gods for all things. But that's all I can tell you. We thank the gods for all things. Whenever it happens, when it happens. So,
yeah,
I'm finally seeing some results of some spells. I'm pretty happy.
Yay! Yay! Mm-hmm. That's awesome news.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now let's see what happens with the rest of the spells I fucking cast.
Uh-oh.
We'll see if anything comes of that. Yeah.
I'm scared of that.
Yeah. Don't be scared. You're not going to get hurt by any of this. This isn't against you. It's not against anybody. I don't cast like that. I cast for positive outcomes. That's what I cast for. I don't cast for negative shit. I cast for, okay, what is the best way to handle this situation? Go ahead and do waka, 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 and this is what I'd like. And if you're cool with that, please let that happen. And if you're not cool with that, I'm sure you'll show me why. And, you know, you just got to be faithful to the faith. That's all. I used to tell an ex of mine, remember your gods so they remember you.
There you go. Because
when you start neglecting them, they got other things to do, buddy boy. Let me tell you. You got to hang with your faith, whatever it is.
I like how you went all Fozzie Bear, though. That was awesome.
Waka waka. I like Fozzie Bear. Waka waka
I
waka.
Do too.
No problem.
I don't know. Sweetums is always still my favorite, though. I love Sweetums and Rolf. But anyway. So our guest is in the queue. Are you ready to bring her on?
Please.
Awesome. Button here. Hello.
Hello there. I'm doing well. How are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce everyone to the lovely Sasana from Sasana's Closet, who makes amazing things. Hello, my darling.
Hello there.
Good to hear your voice. So
thank you so much.
I have been telling people about your wonderful goods and stuff that I wear, like a lot of, and hang on the walls. I mean, this lady and her husband are so multi-talented and have their hands into so many different types of art. I thought, okay, well, they do this. Oh, apparently, no, they don't just do shirts. They do canvases, they do jewelry, they do leather, she does wire wrapping.
Yes.
I am fascinated and can't wait to see what else you're going to come up with, because it seems like every week you've got something new that you're into. And I don't know where your creativity comes from, but I am impressed.
It comes from having a busy mind, I think. I spend a lot of time, like right now while we're talking, I have the computer open and I'm working on a wire piece while we're chatting.
Oh, wow.
It's very difficult for me to just sit down and do nothing. So, while we're watching television or whatever, I'll be working on something. I just posted a piece that I'm working on now on the Facebook page. And I'm just, doodling with a piece of that right now.
Awesome.
Oh, that is
awesome.
So cool.
I know. Have you seen these pieces? We've got to post links.
I do. I absolutely love the copper. I don't know. For some reason, the past year, I've been, seeing more of it, but I've been drawn to it, like the copper and the rose gold. Why do you, what makes you feel comfortable working with the copper?
When I was a small child, I lived with my grandmother until I was about 5 years old. And she used to wear this copper cuff on her arm. And when I was little, I would play with the cuff on her arm. And of course, when it slid down, there was this green under, because it turned her arm green. And, I asked, I was like, "Why? What is this on your skin?" And she said, "That's where the magic goes in."
Wow.
And it always sort of, rang to me that I would work with that. And I always think of that when I'm making the different copper pieces. I do some silver work, but I really, as you can tell when you're looking through my stuff, I really prefer working with the copper. probably 99% of all copper that has ever been mined is still in use today. It's one of the most recycled metals on the planet, so I feel really good about using it. Yeah, it's great. It does. Now, the stuff that I send out, it's not been treated to prevent any type of turning. So it is going to continue to tarnish. It will turn your skin green because that's what copper does. So a lot of people feel like, you know, if they get a ring and they put it on and it turns their hand, well, it's bad junk jewelry, throw it away. But that's not how copper works. And I like to think of it, when I see it on my skin, it always reminds me of my grandmother. So that's why I use it.
That's so
sweet.
That's
awesome.
Okay, first of all, the reference of copper, the green, is where the magic goes in.
Yeah.
I have just had a totally new vision of copper now. And here's the funny thing for me. Copper, the symbol, the elemental symbol or the alchemical symbol for copper is the same one that it is for Venus, which is my ruling planet. So,
So
I actually probably, and here's the funny thing. When Sasana is putting on something on Facebook and I'm looking at the wire wrappings, I'm always asking her for the silver, and now I think I need to ask for a piece of copper. Okay, I just learned something. So does copper like lend any kind of minerals or anything to the body through the skin?
There's some anecdotal evidence that copper helps with things like arthritis. That's why my grandmother wore it, is that she has arthritis. She passed away a year before last, arthritis in her hands, on her arms, and she would wear the copper bracelets for that purpose. You also see now, you know, on the as seen on TV areas in Kmart and so forth, they'll have those copper gloves that you can put on and that sort of thing. There's some that say because it's good at transmitting energy. You know, of course, it's used in electrical wires, so it's good for that.
Good.
It's also used in plumbing. So, you know, what your external valves going out usually are made of copper and brass. So, you know, there's some of that there. But it is a good transmitter of electricity, and it's said to help with rheumatoid or arthritis, that sort of thing.
And I'm arthritic, so that actually is something I probably need.
You're probably going to be very interested in what I'm trying to work out. In the next few weeks, you'll see a new piece. I'm trying to come up with a nice braided cuff, but I want it to be really, really firm and I want it to be really solid. I've done a couple of pieces, and I'm just not happy with the way they're turning out so far. But I've picked up some new wire and a new mechanism for holding my wires in place when I'm doing the weave. And so keep your eye out. There's going to be a new cuff coming out, and I think you're going to like it.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
you seem like a cuff kind of witch.
What is she trying to say? But... She knows me so well, so knowing me so briefly. No, I'm kidding. That's actually kind of true. I am a kind of a cuff kind of witch. That's hilarious, actually. She knows me pretty good, don't you think? We've been associated through the Sunday Stew since July, but it just seems like in the last few months you've had this explosion of, every other day I'm seeing something brand new on the page, and it's like, holy crap, where are they coming up with this stuff?
We try to keep something new coming. The first part of the year, my hubby was working on the Vardo, which is basically a gypsy wagon. So he was out.
I love it.
Yeah, he was outside working, you know, from sunup to sundown for the first 3 months of the year. So we didn't really do anything in the creativity department. And, of course, other than the Vardo. But the end of the month, their end of the year is festival season. So we spend a lot of time getting, you know, all of the products out and getting them ready to go to the different events we go to. Amazon also, Handmade at Amazon, invited me to put some of my jewelry up. So we also decided to go ahead and let me start develop more of the weave versus just the wire wrapping. So I've been spending a lot of time focusing on different tutorials and practicing and learning how to do the weave, you know, just kind of kick my game up a notch, since if I'm going to be on Amazon, I want to make it, you know, a good quality product that somebody is not going to look at and feel bad about spending, you know, $80 to $100 for.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, they're gorgeous. I was just looking at the Labradorite. I can never say that word, Labradorite.
Yeah, Labradorite. Yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
I love those pieces. I got those stones at the rock show there in Raleigh when they came through. That was actually created, you know, some folks, and I'm not knocking them, okay, I'm not knocking them. Some folks buy their stones online. They'll order them from a distributor and get them shipped in. I like to put my hands on them before I get them.
Feel them out.
It helps
feel
me, you know, make sure the good energy's in there. I don't want to pull something that's not, you know, not speaking to me. I also have a friend on Facebook who mines her own quartz. Which is really awesome. She will sell me bags of quartz crystals, and I don't know if you remember, if you saw the little Fimo dragons that I made that were all hugging the quartz crystals. I don't know if you've seen them.
Yeah.
But she supplied me with all of that quartz, and she's a great person. And since I know her personally, she goes out, she digs it up, she cleans it at her house. I mean, it's like one stop. It's not going through a big factory or anything like that. So I feel good about getting my my clear quartz crystals from her. But the other stones I'll usually pick up at a actual gym show itself.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Putting my hands on stone before I purchase it. I'm kind of weird about getting stuff online because you don't know where it came from, really, and you don't know what kind of, you know, the person who had it before you. You don't know what their energy is like, and
you know, and that's why too. I put all my stuff in a box when I'm at a show. You remember, I had the pendants all set up on the table, but they were inside a box. I certainly encourage people, you know, pick it up. It's touch it. It's got to talk to you. You know, I don't want them just laying on the table where, you know, they can get knocked off or damaged or whatever. So that's why I put them in the boxes. But I totally agree with you. You know, if you're in a shop or you're somewhere where you have the ability to purchase things, especially something as personal as something that you're going to be wearing on your body, you know, that image is really important. So you're going to want to pick it up, feel it, talk to it. If it doesn't say nice things, put it back, you know?
It doesn't say nice things. I love that. No, but I'm totally, you know, and the thing I love about your stuff is that, you know, especially when you get to meet somebody at a festival or a pagan pride or wherever it is that, you know, you see large groups of people, it's really nice to see the person who actually put their heart and soul into what you're purchasing. And to see that, because you get part, I mean, I believe that when you make something, you put part of your energy into it, obviously, and it's really nice to have that connection to the source, so to speak, of where this piece came from. Like the earrings you made, the hematite earrings you had made that I went crazy over. It's almost because, I mean, when I met you, there was such a great vibe. You know, you and your husband are just so really sweet people and really awesome. And I can tell you care about what you're doing and the people that buy from you. It's not just, we're here to, you know, make a living, but we actually care about the people that we're encountering because they're kind of taking a piece of you with them. It's really nice. But when I got those earrings from you, I was like, oh, these feel good. They look good. I like them. They're my. I tend to wear hematite during the retrograde because I'm comforted by that. So, and I couldn't find the bracelet that I normally wear for retrograde. And your earrings came just in time, and I was so happy. Are you going to make any more of those because they were really killer and stunning, and I just love mine.
I think I had two pair that I made, and I make sort of things when I'm feeling that thing
yeah.
to make. So
yeah.
If it's like during the summertime, I can't work really on my clay because it's too hot. The clay dries
yeah.
out too fast, and you know, it's too hot in the studio, and then when you go to the fire, the kiln's too hot. So I usually do
yeah.
clay in the wintertime and then jewelry in the summertime. So right now I'm focusing on the weaving. I do want to get back into doing some more earrings, but I know that it's not warm right now. There's, you know, it's crazy here right now. I mean, it's not cold
yeah.
here right now. But once it cools off a little bit, I'll be back inside the studio working on some pottery. I do spirit jars or witch's bottles. I'm not sure if you're familiar with those, but I make those. I also make oil lamps that are made from natural clay, and then we glaze them. And they're, if you can imagine, you know, Babylonian times. It's basically a ceramic well, and it has olive oil in it, and you put a cord in it, and it actually burns that way. And I use it for a rite of our sacred fires. That's a celebration of Hecate in May.
Yep.
But so I make that. So I spend a lot of time making that kind of stuff in the winter, and then my jewelry back in the summertime.
I didn't know that you dealt with clay. I didn't know you made lamps. See, I mean, every 5 seconds there's something brand new that I'm watching. This is great.
I do urns. I've made a couple of urns for folks that have had family members pass, and they wanted to have a place to put their ashes. So I've made a couple of those. I do these I really love them. And it sounds like I'm tooting my own horn, but I really, really love them. I make these incense plates. Whenever you go to a store and you buy an incense dish, inevitably, it's this little skinny thing that's, you know, probably 10 cents from a Zura Green that the ashes get everywhere. And they drive me insane.
Mm-hmm.
What I do is I make, it's probably about the size of a small salad plate, and I spin it on the wheel, and I pull the sides out. I put a little hole in the center so that you can fit a stick incense in it, or you can put cones along the side, and it will catch all of the ashes in one spot. You don't have to worry about that mess. So that was
awesome.
Yeah, so I have those. I've made a few yarn bowls for folks. We have some friends that do knitting and weaving, so I'll make a bowl and put a hole in it, and they run their thread through it and pull it out so the ball sits inside the bowl itself. And then, of course, I do hand build. My hand build work is usually fantasy creatures, so I do like Puck, for example, or I might do Satyr, then I've done gods and goddesses. I've done Anubis. I've done Hecate. I've done several of them. I'll have to get you a link over. I didn't realize you hadn't seen those. But I really enjoy that. I actually have I don't know what he is. He's some monster guy right now who's out. He has horns, and he has big growly teeth, and he looks kind of scary. So he may be a protection guardian or something. I don't know. We'll see what he ends up being. But he's out on my out in my studio drawing right now.
Wow. See?
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff. I had no idea you made all these different Not only that, but Elijah also makes these canvases, and you can get, like, you guys do custom work whatever.
Yeah, whatever. If it's something that we can print off, be it a font, so if it's a written statement or words assembly, it can be an image. The only thing I've not been able to replicate yet, and it's kind of bumming me out, is I also do photography. So I take pictures of the moon and animals and stuff. And I would really like to be able to print my prints, my photo prints,
yeah.
and then be able to transfer mm-hmm. them to the canvas so that it's like a wall canvas. I know they do it at, you know, cafe press and that kind of stuff, but I'd like to figure out the process so that I could do that here in the house, but I haven't quite
yeah.
got that yet. I'm still working that
wow.
out.
Yeah, I have no idea about what kind of printer or whatever that would involve. It seems like it's pretty elaborate because of all the
yeah.
shading. But, I mean, the things that I have from you are gorgeous and hung up. And I know you had asked me to post a picture because we did the grouping of the three pieces.
Mm-hmm.
It was the two of my words and the fate that you guys had come up with that I'm
yeah.
crazy about. But now we've decided that we need another three pieces, like in the reverse. So I'm waiting to show you what it looks like because I want three more pieces. So
right. And he's a great artist. He draws, he paints, you know, and he does a lot with the graphic designs too. So
mm-hmm.
when he gets on the computer and starts working with the graphic design program, you know, he can come up with just about anything. We have a set of spellwork candles that are all the different pentacles. There's the Pentacles of Solomon. There's the Saturn. There's the Jupiter. He has all of those that he made. And that started out with me going, hey, I'd really like a candle with Hecate on it. Do you think you can come up with something for me? And, you know, we found royalty-free images that are available on, the image place. It's a free image search place. And he put it on a candle for me, and it worked out really cool. And that's how that began.
Awesome.
He's like, well, do you think this would be good? And I'm like, I think people would love it, so give it a shot.
Wow.
It turned out really well.
I didn't realize that started with you saying, hey, I want this. Can you make it?
Oh, yeah. Most of the things that he ends up doing is because, like, that Fate shirt. I had been, you know,
yeah.
I was sitting here. I was talking with Callan, and that's
mm-hmm.
my sister. I was talking with Callan, and I'm like, you know, she, Lauren, Morris, we're kind of like this three little group together, and we're chatting and carrying on, and I'm like, you know, I've been hearing about this, the spinners and the Norn, and I need some imagery. I need something. I want it on a shirt, I think. So we're chatting about it, and I mention it to Eli, and I'm like, I want, you know, this is what I wanted, and here's a few links about who these spinners are, you know, the past,
yeah.
the present, the future, how they spin the lives of men and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sending all that to him. And he went into the office. I work from home, so I have a mundane job I work full-time at. And so I'm here working, and it's like almost time for me to get off work. It's about 4:30, 5 o'clock. And,
yeah.
you know, he comes in, and he holds up this shirt, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. It was absolutely perfect the first time. I was like, oh, my God. I love it.
And
shirt came, one of our best-selling shirts, my Hecate Torchbearer shirt, I wear
mm-hmm.
all the time. It has Property of Hecate on the front, and then it says Established 800 BCE, and it has Torchbearer underneath it. This
yep.
comes directly from me going into the room, and I'm going, you know what, I'm thinking about this athlete shirt, you know, like they have all these athlete shirts where people are established, blah, blah, blah. Well, I want one, but
yep.
I want it to say Hecate on the front. And he's like, okay, well,
yep.
let me see what I can do. And he made it. So I'm like, that works for me.
Yeah,
yeah,
I have one of those as well now because of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But when you posted the picture of the fate,
mm-hmm.
and I said, yeah, it's a great shirt. Can you do me a canvas, please? And she's like, let me ask Eli.
Yeah, we have
sure
we have this great, he picked up a, it's a professional heat press. So he has a professional grade with what they call fashion industry standard vinyl. And
mm-hmm.
what that is it allows him to print that image. He can print it on anything that is a fibrous material, so canvas, cotton. We've tried wood. We
mm-hmm.
actually did a donation to the Pig and Fried Raleigh We created these little wooden discs with pentacles on some, and then the other of them had a tryst on them, and then some of them had the spiral on it for the volunteers. So we just made a whole bunch of them, and we heat pressed the little logo on the little wood disc itself, and it worked out fantastically. So, you know, we're like, I don't know, throw it in the press. Let's see what we can do.
Well,
a lot of my stuff,
too. Some
of
the best stuff comes out of stuff
like
that.
Yeah. And
let's see what'll happen.
One thing that was interesting to me is I'll get messages from people, and they'll go, hey, I really, really like this. Can you make it?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I'm like, you know, why wouldn't you just get that from the person that's selling it? I mean, you're sending me a picture of someone else's work, and you want me to make it for you. So there's that part of me that kind of struggles with that, but then there's the other part that's like, this person has come to me because they want my energy into it.
Yep,
so
exactly.
Recently, I had never even, I mean, yes, I got the gray hairs coming in, you know, I'm getting on up there in the years. And really, eyeglass chains, granted, I do use magnifying glasses but when I'm doing the wire because that stuff's little, but I had never really thought about making eyeglass chains. Why? That's nowhere near my wheelhouse. It has nothing to do with pagans. It's nothing to do with what on earth? But I was like, okay, well, I'll give it a shot. So I got the little bead thing, and I got the wire thing, and I got all this other stuff, and I'm just beading, making all these little things. I'm like, oh, look how pretty these things are.
Yep.
And I sold her eyeglass chain, and
yep.
I have gotten several orders from other people who saw the picture and said, oh, my God, I love the eyeglass chain. I was like, well, you know, when that little door knocks, you got to answer that door, you know.
Exactly.
The
thing is that I saw what you were working on with the mother of pearl, and I said, you know, what would be really cool. I was like, you know, I've never had an eyeglass chain. How could I make this cool? I think I want a matching necklace to go with it, so that when you're wearing the eyeglass chain, you've also got a matching necklace, so it looks kind of like it's all jewelry. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that they go together. So I love my set. It came today. Excited. Oh, yeah. And I got my oh, and by the way, did I mention leather weaving that they do? Yeah, I've got my brand new dragon bracelet. I have a dragon bracelet, sis. I forgot to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that Sosana and her husband also made. It's leather woven. It's like a braided leather bracelet because I lost my skinny little one, and I didn't know where it went. And I said, I need a new leather bracelet. And they said, oh, well, we can take care of that.
Yeah, totally. If it we're pretty handy about figuring things out, and if it's something that can be made, we can get it done. And those, and just the eyeglass chains, you know, you sharing the eyeglass chains, you know, other folks sharing them. I actually donated a one of the necklaces I was working on that night that you requested the chain to a local rescue. And they turned around and they auctioned it off, and they raised like $75 for that necklace for their little rescue.
Awesome.
I was like, holy cow.
Cool.
So just from that request. And me going, well, I don't know if I can make eyeglass chains. Can I make eyeglass chains? And there you go. I was like, well, that's why I was supposed to do it. Everything happens for a reason.
Oh, yeah. Chicky wanted a set, and I was like, well, I like Chicky's set, but I want a set too. Me too. Because, you know, I am of a certain age. I'm 54 years old, and guess what? Our generation's pagans are aging like everybody else.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we're all getting old together, kiddo. So, I because here's my problem. I wear magnifiers because 4 years old, despite the vision's going, I told you. And I'm forever taking this pair off, putting on a special pair for computer, putting on a regular pair for when I'm not working at the computer, when I'm wearing my contacts, I need my readers. I mean, I have a lot of uses for eyeglass chains. And the fact that you were able to custom, not only custom make the eyeglass chain, but custom make a necklace specific to, because I wanted it 17 inches, not
right.
16, not 18. I wanted
right.
it a custom length, so I got that. And
right.
you can't just walk in somewhere and say, okay, I want this, but I want something that matches it, and I want it this specific length. It's why it's so important to support local businesses that are run by actual people and not corporations, because you actually can get exactly what you want.
Exactly.
So it's not only a benefit to you and them, you know, you can make those requests and you can get something that nobody else has, and it's not something you're going to see walking up and down. Quite frankly, I'm not paying for a store. I'm not paying for a corporate master.
Right.
I would rather give money to people that are cool and groovy, who make cool and groovy things.
Right. Yeah, I definitely
you know?
Agree. Yeah, I definitely agree. I always shop with my folks around. That's the reason I get my crystals specifically from this other lady. I don't know if she wants me to mention her name, so I'm gonna wait for that. But she's one
okay.
of my friends, and but the that's the reason I get my quartz from her, is because, you know, I know she goes out, she digs for it. Sometimes we'll work things out and trade. You know, she may want a piece, I may want, you know, a nice big hunk that I can, you know, throw some clay around. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it works out great, and I know her online, so I have a relationship with her. I know that I can send her a message, go, hey, this didn't turn out the way I wanted it, or this wasn't the right way, and she's going to be just as gracious as I would be if she contacted me and said, hey, you know, I'm having trouble with this necklace you sent me, or I'm having trouble with this whatever, and
mm-hmm.
I would be on it to take care of it. And most small businesses I've found, especially in the pagan community, are like that. And that it just breaks my heart whenever I go to large pagan festivals, you know, like Pagan Pride Raleigh. And I see resellers there. You know, with this,
sure.
if any festival should have craftsmen, it should be pagan festivals. I mean, we are of the earth. You know, we are saying we are here. We are the craftsmen. We are the keepers. We should be the ones that are bringing those kind of arts back. And it really
yeah.
just hurts my heart to look around and see, you know, a Big Azure, a green reseller next to me, instead of, you know, someone who does things like, I have another friend on Facebook. She does stained glass. It's amazing to watch what she creates out of it. And I'll, you know, pimp her shop all day long on my page, because I know that, you know, she works hard and will provide a great product for you. And it's just great. The first time I ever met her, she drove from Tennessee to Pagan Pride Raleigh specifically to meet me. She had been
Aww.
A client.
Wow.
Yeah, she had been a client for years. You know, I'd been sending her, you know, she'd been buying my products, and I'd been working with her, you know, on some spiritual problems that she was having. And she drove all the way in from Tennessee to meet with me, stayed the weekend. And the following year, so this past year, she came back with a booth and actually purchased a booth and set up beside me to sell her stained glass. It was fantastic.
Aw, that's so cool.
Yeah,
say her business name.
Oh, the business name is Raven Feather Glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has she printed her page?
Fantastic. Yeah, that's her Facebook page, Raven Feather Glass Creations. She does a fantastic job. I bought several of her pieces. I have several of them here. I've ordered them and had them sent to me, and they arrive
mm-hmm.
in wonderful shape. I mean, she's just a great person. I definitely wish that there were more folk that were doing that kind of thing, you know, that were making the effort to do things to create handmade or homemade products. It's just sad to see our people, and I say our people, I will claim them all, lose sight of what's important. You know, I'm less concerned about how many degrees you have and more concerned about what are you giving back, you know? I don't know. That's just me, though.
That's a great point, though. It really is. And I have to tell you, honestly, I look to folks like you who actually have the skill to do it. I don't have that kind of talent. My talents tend more towards spellcasting and energy work and stuff like that instead of being able to actually create. So for me, the way I give back is, you know, I'll do spells for good causes or people in need. But it fascinates me when I see the level of skill that you and Elijah have. I'm sorry, does he like to be called Elijah, or is he like that?
Elijah's fine. Elijah's fine. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I don't want to insult him. He's a sweetheart. really nice man. No, he is. He's like the nicest man, like one of the nicest men I've ever met in my whole life. And he's just so talented, and you're both so talented. And I think I think one of the things I like about being around the two of you is the fact that it's such a giving energy because you're both creators.
Yeah.
You both make really gorgeous stuff that I'm crazy about. I wish I had that kind of talent. I don't.
But you know what, though? You may have it. Do you know how long I've been doing pottery?
Mm-mm.
How long would you say I've been doing pottery? Oh, you didn't see any of my pottery. Let's skip that one. How long would you say I've been doing pottery?
I'm actually looking at your witch's bottles right now. Those are absolutely gorgeous, and I want one in cobalt blue.
Wait a second. I'm behind the link here. Hang on. I got to go find these witch's bottles.
I got my first pottery wheel a year and a half ago. I've probably thrown on the wheel 30 times. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't pick up sculpting at all for 2 years. And I don't do it every day. I need to. If I did it every day, I'd be much better at it, I'm sure. But I got a request. I had a person contact me, and they were having some trouble with coworkers in their office. And they wanted me to create something that they could use to ward off some of the negativity. So I created this tiki mask, is what I call it. It's no particular group in mind, but I created this mask, and I sculpted it I didn't even have a kiln then. I was using air dry clay. Okay.
Huh.
And because I hadn't even bought a kiln yet. I was free. I was like, what? Kiln? What is that? Right. And Eli painted it, and we packed it in a box, and we sent it to her house, and she absolutely loved it. I posted a picture of it online just because, you know, she was like, oh, look what Renee sent me. I'm like, yay. So I was like, okay, great. And all of a sudden now I'm getting people going, hey, can you make something like that for me? So that's how I got into it. I've never taken a class. I've never been to a jewelry class. I've never been to a clay class. I only started that weave that I shared last night that you like, Raina, on my page.
Yeah.
That was the first time I'd ever done that weave.
Are you serious?
Oh, my gosh.
Serious. First time.
That is amazing.
So you may have that talent in there. You just gotta give it a little nudge. That's all.
Wow. I'm looking at this spirit jar. This is okay. So the one that's blue hues with red. Oh, that's gorgeous. Oh, because you know I shop while we're online. You know, these are gorgeous. Do you still have any of these left?
I would have to go through and look and see what I have. I'm in the. I may have that blue one. I know the black one sold. The red one sold. I may have one of the cobalts left. I'm not sure. I'll have to dig through my boxes and look and see. But the thing with the clay that I really love is that someone is going to, inevitably, and it happens every time, I'll put out a piece and they'll go, I really like that. Can you make that in green? I really like this one. Can you make this in blue? No, I can't. When I make these bottles on the wheel, they do what they want to do. And I've gone out there and I've sat by that wheel for 2-3 hours and thrown absolutely nothing. Every single thing I try to throw on the wheel turns into garbage. And then I've gone out there and I've spent 20 minutes and I've thrown 12 pieces.
It happens.
Yeah, and I can't force it.
Some of our audience that doesn't know what spirit jars or witches' bottles are for, can you give like a short explanation?
Sure. Sure. Okay, so basically what a spirit jar is for is that you can use it for in two different types of situations. My hubby, he uses them for putting his energy into or putting his oils into and sealing them with a cork and leaving them on his altar. He works more of a native style, traditional, totem-y kind of thing. Okay,
gotcha.
Very eclectic, very non-traditional path kind of energy work. He does candle magic. So a lot of my pottery he uses for that. So the spirit jars, he'll put oil in, like when he's doing the candle blessings and so forth, he'll put the extra oil in there and use them as an energy reserve for his altar.
Ooh.
Nice.
A witch's bottle, and you'll get several different definitions of this, but some people believe that if you, in your workings of while you're doing spell work, if you open your witch's bottle, you take your cork out of it, you put in any type of libation, so oil, you know, water, depends on what you're working with, what magic you're doing. You put a couple of drops of it in the bottle, and the spirit that comes into the circle that you're working with will make itself known through the bottle. Sometimes the bottle will rattle. There's different, you know, it just depends on what kind of work you're doing. I keep one on my ancestor altar. I like the way it looks on my ancestor altar. Since I was, you know, born and raised in North Carolina, I've got a deep connection to pottery, as we all, you know, well, not we all, but this is like pottery central here. So, grew up in red clay, I mean, you know, and I wanted to do pottery my whole life and never even attempted it until just a couple of years ago. So so on your altar, you can put a couple of drops of oil in it. Like I said, I transformed my bottle and actually turned it into a oil lamp for one the first time. And then, you know, of course, Eli's like, why don't you just make an oil lamp then? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how to make an oil lamp. How do you make an oil lamp? And then next thing you know, we got an oil lamp. So I don't know, but that's just a little basic on the witch's bottle.
Wow. I didn't even know what a witch's bottle was until 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I really like them.
I already posted one that I like. I just shared a picture, just in case anybody is on my page and happens to look.
I'm going to go see if it's the one I'm thinking it is.
Well, it's on. I just shared the picture because I'm like, oh, I'm loving this. I love the shape. I love the colors. I like everything about it.
They come out really nice when I'm sitting there trying to pull them. You know, it's. I don't want to be hokey and say it's like, oh, it's a spiritual moment, but it just happens. And when I find that spot, when you're centering clay on a wheel, there's a centrifugal force involved. So you're leaning your weight into the mound of clay, and you have to feel the exact center of the clay. When that clay hits the exact center, there's this just alignment that happens. And when you can pull it up, it's just, you know, it just works out so well, and it's sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. You know, I would get you would not believe the number of requests I get. Why don't you make me a cauldron coffee cup? You know what? I would love to make you a cauldron coffee cup. I'd love to make me a cauldron coffee cup. But you got to talk to that wheel out there because sometimes it does not want to do anything at all. And I'm just sitting here going, "Hello, I've got an event in 3 months. I need the fire. Can we get something going?" But
no, I don't want to.
And that's sometimes I feel like I'm dealing with an obstinate child. It's just
I don't know.
Crazy.
Have you ever tried dealing with clay on the wheel?
No, I have always wanted to, but I've never been brave enough.
Okay,
I'll give it a try.
Give it a try, because I went to Hofstra University in New York, and I actually did take class in pottery, and I will never forget the first time I actually had that mound of greenish-gray sitting in front of me and being completely clueless, and I remember the teacher coming over and giving me instructions, and I could not do it to save my life. I think I actually successfully made one bowl, one, during the entire semester, one. And it was just, I don't have the patience. I don't have the steady hands for it. It's not one of these things where I think anybody can do it. I think you have to be, there's just a lot of factors that go into it. Yes, it's the clay. Yes, it's the moment. It's the spirit that comes in while you're dealing with it. I tried really hard for an entire semester, and I got one thing accomplished, and it's only because I had tons and tons of help. The only reason I actually got a piece done. But, I mean, some of my other classmates, same problem. Only a couple of the students could really, at the end of the course, make beautiful things.
Yeah, yeah. So if you sit and watch a professional potter do these things,
yep.
I mean, I sit back and people, inevitably people post on my wall, Renee, look at this, or Susanna, look at this, and Renee, look at that, and Susanna, come here. And I'm like, oh, my God, okay. Do you realize that this man that you're showing me the video of, he's probably 900 years old, and he has made these pots every single day of his life, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy. I've had them share things where this guy is intricately carving out little horses and things inside the clay and just sweeping through it so easily. Oh, you can do that? I'm like, okay. No.
I appreciate your confidence, but
right. Eli will bring me something too. He's like, hey, you need to make this bracelet for me. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm over here looking through the phone book. You know, I need to go to Jared or something because I can't make that, honey. I mean, I love you and everything, but I can't make that. I shared a link to the mask I was telling you about. That's the first mask I ever made.
Wait, I got to go to it. Excuse me while I
Hold
go
on,
there.
I'm gonna pull that up for you. Because I think it's the one with it's black with red.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's the first one I ever made. And that she wanted that to protect her office space, but she didn't want it to be overtly, so I had to dig deep for that one. But that was something that I took the clay and lay it down, and that's what I saw. You know, that's what came out of the clay when I was doing it.
I really like it. I mean, it's bordering on intimidating looking, but comforting at the same time.
Yeah,
isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah, that was one of the, I made three, and I sent her a picture of all three that I made. I don't paint well, so Eli paints. So he did the painting for me. I just did the sculpting. So anything that I make or that we sell in the shop that requires painting, that's all Eli. I don't do any of that. All I do is make a mess. I made three of them for her, and she ended up buying two of them. So,
wow,
that's awesome!
Yeah,
this is so cool.
That was one of my favorite pieces. I think
I really, really like it. Is that okay? So is that
sorry?
Black and less. Is that black and no? It's black and red.
Yeah, black and red. It's just a basic black and red paint, and they're acrylic paints, black, red, and white. And then I used, they have these, Artistic Wire makes these little rings for making that chainmail jewelry. And
yeah.
I found these little colored, gold-colored, and they bend really easily. So while I was sculpting, I poked a hole in the eyebrow and poked a hole in the nose. I'm like, this guy's going to have a piercing. So I call this the piercing, and so he has an eyebrow ring, and it's actually a separate piece of metal that's going through the clay to create that look. So it turned
out
really well.
Amazing. I would never have thought of that. I don't think of things like this. See, that's why it's so important to keep the artisans alive and working and creating and putting these things out there, because so much of this ability to use your hands and your imagination to create things is really dying. I mean, the world has become such an instant thing that
yeah.
we're really missing out on a lot of these beautiful things that are really one of a kind, and
yeah.
you can't get anymore.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you guys come up with something, it's like every week they got something great and new for me to want to pay money for. There you go.
Oh, speaking of,
yes, ma'am.
Have you seen
yes,
Eli's
ma'am.
Witch's hat?
No, I have not.
Looking at it earlier, yes.
Okay.
Where is that? Why
They're
am I
so
missing
cute.
Out on everything? Wait
he
a second.
Here, I'm going to send you the
amazing,
link.
These
Thank
amazing
you.
Hats. I mean, he came up with the design. He came up with the he puts wire in the brim and wire in the cone so you can bend it and shape it and make it all kinds of sassy. It's really nice. Yeah, I love his hats.
I'm good with sassy. I don't see the hats anywhere in the shop.
No,
Am
the
I
hats are
it?
Fine. It's custom order. Yeah, those
Ooh.
Are custom order only.
Ooh, okay,
yeah.
okay.
Toss a link in here for you. We get get requests every now and then for folks to make them, and we used to carry them on site, but they don't travel well, and I don't want to have hats out and they, you know, it rains and that kind of stuff, and the fabric doesn't do well when you're dealing with that kind of environment. So what we do is we make them custom. So they turn out really nice. So I have two. Of course, I can't wear them because
cute.
Of my dreadlocks.
I love that white one. I think they're awesome. Oh, I'm loving this blue one. Wait a minute.
We posted a picture of that. The one I sent over was a blue one, I think. But we posted, I had one called,
yeah.
it was Purple Stardust. And it
yes,
was
the
fabric.
One.
It's purpley color. And it had little tiny metal stars and little dots on it. And
Aww.
The fabric was just stunning. When we posted the photo of that one literally sold in like 5 minutes. It was gone.
Wow.
Now, see, that the thing with Eli and that is that he can replicate. See, if you said to me, hey, can you make me a pendant just like that last pendant you just gave me? Well, no, I can't. I'm sorry. I very rarely make earrings because I don't do well at doing it exactly the same every time. With his hats, he can knock that thing out, and it will be stunning every single time. I mean, he
Aww.
Just does that well.
I'm looking at all this stuff and I'm like, oh, I like this. Oh, I like that. Oh, I like this other
She's
thing.
Like, I need that
Look
and that
at the
and
black
that.
One. Did you see? Wait, sis. Did you see the one with the spider web?
Uh huh. That is so cute.
Oh, my man.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. What is that? Crepe or tulle?
Tooling. Yeah, those are tools.
Yeah.
And what I would do
so
is, like, a lot of times people are like, can we just buy the hat? We want to decorate it ourselves. We get a lot of those kind of requests. So he'll get two or three orders for just a black hat, and he'll make those up, and we'll send them out. And then when the folks get them, they'll do whatever they want to do to them. I made probably 6 or 7 of them where he would finish up making them in the sewing room, put them out on the dining table, and then I'm out here with going, okay, does it need roses? Does it need tulle? What does it need? So I sort
That's
of
so cool.
came in and started doing that because he would come in and go, oh, I can't do any of this. You have to do that part. So, you know, it's kind of interesting, the almost, I don't know, I want to say parasite host, but there's got to be a nicer way to say it, relationship that we have, because I can't really finish.
Symbiotic.
Yeah, there you go. I can't really finish mine without him, and then he can't really finish his without mine. So, you know, it works
That's
out really
so
well.
It's
yeah,
like a perfect
and
marriage.
There's lots of stuff that, you know, I'll take out and I'll go, look at this thing, it's awful. The one, okay, perfect example, my cover photo on the shop page right now, mm-hmm. that pendant. I looked at that pendant. I finished with it. I was like, you know what? This has to be the most awful thing I've ever made in my life. And I threw it in there. I'm serious. I threw it down, and I walked out. And he came in, and he picked it up, and he said, oh, my God, this is beautiful. What are you where are you going? Put this up. Take some pictures of this. I was like, I can't believe you like that. It's awful. So I get up the next morning. I get up the next morning, and I pick it up. I'm like, oh, my God, did I make that? That's stunning. And I took pictures of it because he fished it out of the trash heap and because I was going to toss it. And it's, you know, it's very, we complement each other very well that way. We support each other very well that way. When he's making, you know, making the shirt, the Norn design too, he's like, rah, 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 this Norn is pissing me. You know, I could hear him in there grumbling. But it's, you know, absolutely stunning. And he does that, you know, he comes up with, you know, he likes to say, I have lots of ideas and he has lots of ways of making them happen. So.
Aww.
That's kind of how we work.
That's good. You two work very well together.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm posting pictures of stuff I'm in love with. Oh, I'm loving
this. Yeah,
she's shopping. Wait. No, this is stuff I can't buy because it's already sold. Check this out. I mean, I'm posting this stuff on my personal page so people can say, ooh, we need to buy Raina something. What shall we get her? Maybe we can get her something like this. I mean, this is gorgeous. This the rose quartz on copper and silver wire, the headpiece. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you know, I made that last, gosh, I was just getting started in messing with the wire, just getting started with it, and I made it, and I thought, oh, my God, this is stunning. It's going to sell so fast. I took that with me to 3 different events. I had it online to sell, and it never sold. I was unpacking at one of the events, I think it was this 2 events ago, so at Mayfair in Washington, in Little Washington, and I was unpacking the boxes, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to put this thing out because it's not going to sell, and it's just going to break my heart because I love it. And something said, put it out. I put it out, and don't you know, the first person who walked in the tent bought it.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So it was meant for someone, and they just hadn't gotten around to me yet. So now whenever I hear that little voice, I'm like, okay, you're going out on the table.
I love it. I'm looking at it. It's on my page. It's gorgeous, and I'm crazy about it. I mean, I know it's sold, but, that's my kind of style. I just love the way that looks.
I'm really wanting to get good enough with this wire weaving. So think of that rose quartz, right? Think of that as instead of using just bare wire, now I run wire that has this weave pattern through it. And it has like a little V that comes down between your eyebrows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. See? I'm working it. I'm getting it.
Yay.
You are.
It's already in my head.
I hate to do this, but we are down to less than 90 seconds. So I don't want to cut you off. But we are going to have you come back and maybe bring Eli with you next time. And we'll talk about more of your wonderful goodies in the next year. But in the meantime, thank you so
visit
much for
page.
Coming on.
Visit
the closet.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You can find the links. Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Talk to you
and
later,
come
girl.
Back.
All right.
And have a very blessed Yule, both of you guys.
All right, you too.
And to Eli, girl.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
And we are going to have to wrap it up because we are down to about, I think, 19 seconds. And we
send out the blessing.
Wrap this
puppy.
We love you guys. Bright blessings for Yule. Enjoy your family. If you can't enjoy your family, get the hell away from them as soon as you possibly can. We hope you enjoy yourself. And we will see y'all next week. Love ya.
Next year.
Bye.
Next year. Bye.
Yeah, next year, yeah.